Pepe. He watched her rush away, the peculiar walk. It was a drive-by? Rory nodded and grimaced. Jeff's off university, student ghetto somewhere. A car door opened and some stranger splashed her with gasoline and lit a match. She heard some people laughing, at least two men and a woman. But she couldn't remember what kind of car it was, or tell them anything about the man. I guess that was a year or so before you came. Pobrecita, he said, squeezing the lime into his beer. People wonder whether it was something to do with the brothers who owned the place originally, but they disappeared years before. That was back when the gangs were so bad. Rory didn't use the lime. She brushed off most of the salt and sipped from the can. A lot of random violence then. People think it's bad now. There are places you just didn't go after dark. Still are. Claro. She got a pad and stylus out of her bag and turned them on. She drew a row of neat boxes, frowning, and then erased them with her thumb. I told Didi and El Chancellor that I'd have some scheduling for them tomorrow morning. But until I hear from NASA and the Cape, everything's kind of moot. Defense, too, in a way. They'll oversee a lot of the funding. You mean you don't want to make up a table of organization just to have the government come in and kick it apart? See, no harm in doing a tentative one, I guess. Who's qualified for what? Interested in what? If the feds change it, they change it. So where do I fit in? Pretty face. She pretended to write it down. Official pretty face. How about non-administrator? I just do the science? Muy buena suerte. You get to help me run this circus. Pepe shrugged and suppressed a smile. That's what I'm here for. 8 years of winning your trust so I can make sure you divine half the truth. The right half. And that decade before that, studying how to talk, how to think, how to act. Not in Cuba. Learning how to live with this alien food and drink. In his way, he loved her. But that was of no importance. He knew what his job was going to be over the next week, the next 3 months. Qué bueno, he said. Do I get a pistol and chair? I'll put in a requisition. A man rushed up to the table. Professor Bell. Yes? After a moment, she recognized him as the reporter from this morning. Mr. Jordan. Dan, don't want to take your lunch time, but look, they put me on... God. Soft background, local color. It's not your story anymore? That's right. I'm just a local flunky now. He took a deep breath. What I wanted to know is, could I get an interview with you and Mr. Bell sometime today, tonight? Sure, sin problema. Just call first. What, 8? Thanks. I've got your number. He looked at Pepe. Perdón. I'll get out of your hair.